if I were your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference to a Pennsylvania high school.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 12:30, your chance to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise store. This is our all-star blowout all week. Listen at 12:30 to our show for a chance to win some awesome prizes.
There you go. That's big. They had a tough loss to the Aces, but they played them hard.
The Valks?
Yeah, over the weekend. They'll get back at it tonight.
Phoenix Mercury tonight. Yeah. Yes. All right. Let's go to, we got a couple, let me clean up some calls here and then we'll get back into it. Well, not that we're not going to be back into it once we take the calls. Big D, Big D's in the hospital. What's up, Big D? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all good. Nice to hear you guys again. Calling in on my lunch. I called in, you know, the other day I was listening to my hip-hop throwback station and I heard Guru on there, man, and you did a real good job.
Hey,
Guru.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. 102 Jams, Donnie. Hey. I filled in for Chewy. I appreciate it.
Everybody else was like, who's this new guy on the radio? I said, man, that's Guru from 95.7.
Way to have my back.
Hey, they said, hey, he's cool. All they right. said, you're cool with the homies now.
All right,
Steiny, you got to step it up, man. You got to get on there.
I'm on live. Right. I'm on live 105 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
He's got something going
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be listening to that one, buddy. All right, you guys, take care. All right,
bye bye. Oh, that's all. Wow. Yeah, I filled in for Chewy Friday.
It said he wanted to take. You wanted to talk about Juwan Jennings, but I guess.
Oh,
not.
Okay. I am shocked, Snotty, that he. I feel like he knows. They said we're not giving you no new money, and that's how this got out. And I'm not mad at him. But boy, you better be careful, because that list that you read off, I would have paid every one of those dudes. I don't know if I'd do it for Jennings.
Well, I'm not going to pay him $30 million.
Right. Well, we know. Yeah. He ain't asking for that. But it's just more drama.
They're toughest.
The disease of me.
Yeah. All started by players more selfish than him.
So now getting paid is selfish?
Nah. He's just following.
I ain't mad at him. Get paid.
Yeah.
28 years old?
Yeah, it's ruined another offseason.
If your culture can't withstand guys getting money, Stoney, it doesn't ruin anything.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I know, we all, Lynch and Shanahan, they're great. They're unbelievable. They're incredible. What a great 8-year run. Well, they made the playoffs 4 out of 8 years. And here's my question. At what point, when you assess Lynch and Shanahan, do you say, well, what about the off seasons? How have they managed the off seasons? Isn't that part of being a great front office?
But I don't think you get to the heights that they've gotten over the last.
Haven't, like, here's the thing.
Okay,
they haven't won a title, and you paid everybody.
But you got to 2 Super Bowls.
But you didn't win it.
All right.
And that leaves people with a bad taste in their mouth.
Except the guys that got paid.
Exactly, and they haven't gotten it done.
Outside of IU, Stoney, is there one Niner that you would have said? Because, again, I heard this. I didn't play in the league. When a guy is trying to get more money, you don't talk about it. Like, you don't look at him or judge him amongst the players. So I don't think if I say the offseason, obviously it looks like it didn't matter because everybody got their chicken, no matter how long it lasted. But on the field, they galvanized together and got as close to getting it done as possible. So I'm going to say it doesn't affect the on-field product.
Well, like you said it. Like, you're talking like they won a Super Bowl, and that's why guys got paid. The reality is they didn't win a Super Bowl, and guys got everything they asked for.
Okay.
Every guy who came with his hand out got fed. And now Juwan Jennings has his hand out, and how are you going to play it? How are the 49ers going to play it?
If I was at the helm, do you know what the first metric I look at, Steiny?
Is toughness?
How is he an A player or a B player? I'm just going B level player. And those other dudes you mentioned, there was nothing to see here. And I was Team Ayuk. He got more than I thought he was going to get. More power to him.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm being real, Stoney.
Tell me why Ayuk is better than Jennings. Like, tell me why he's a better receiver than Juwan
Honestly,
Jennings.
I think he's, one, he's younger. Two, he's more athletic. Three, I think he has a better catch radius. And four, I don't think the Niners use Ayuk as much as they should, and that's why the biggest form of, or sign of respect was the contract.
What a terrible deal that was for Brandon Ayuk.
Even before him getting
terrible
hurt.
Terrible deal.
Oh, wow, man.
And I heard Shasky saying this in the morning, what and he actually say? Was talking about, you know, Jennings, but, you know, when he was talking about Ayuk, like, they shouldn't have paid Ayuk $30 million. He's not a number one.
So why did they?
Because.
And you can't get mad at Ayuk for that.
I'm not mad at Ayuk for that.
I'm just saying, like, so who's that on?
It's on the front office.
Well, he got hurt.
It's all on the front office. They extended McCaffrey. We'll see what he's like this year. Trent Williams is back. We'll see what he's like this year. Ayuk's back this year, but he's going to miss some time. Like, and what Shasky said that I kind of agree with is the 49ers don't use their number one receiver like other teams use their number one receiver.
Hello, and that's why I thought Ayuk was on the first thing out of here, because I thought it was all about numbers, but you know what numbers it ended up being about, Stani? The one on the check. So that was like, I know you're going to call me crazy, I felt like that contract was almost hush money. Like, yeah, you don't get to put up the St. Brown numbers and the CeeDee Lambs and the Justin Jeffersons and the Chases of the world and Higgins, but we'll pay you as such. So that's why I would, you know, let's not act like nothing popped off with Ayuk a few months back where there's some weird stuff going on exactly. Instagram.
Exactly. They paid a guy who doesn't want to be here.
Like, now that's a problem.
Well, welcome to Jonathan Kuminga's world.
But we don't know that for facts, Donnie.
Okay. No, you're right. Kuminga's chomping at the bit.
No, I'm talking about
IU.
I'm talking about IU.
But you were the one who just referenced his Instagram.
Yeah, knowing that I feel like I'm sometimes the IG police, but I still know there's a way for that not for him not to be one out of town.
We don't know that.
It wasn't a good look.
Let's go to Tim. Tim's in North Carolina.
Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Talk to us, man.
I had a couple of things for you.
Yeah.
I had a couple of things, guys. So if Looney, the 10-year vet role player, like at if he eventually was burnt and understood that the mind games kind of got to him, I only imagine the 4-year lottery pick. Like, how can you even come close to thinking this guy's mentally mature enough to go through that? That's one thing. Mm. And the second thing, I'm with Stani 100% for different reasons, obviously. But let the guy go, man. Let him go. Like, I mean, listen to what Stani just said, Goo. He literally said.
I hear you.
And Evan tried to support it a little bit, but it done got to the point where we don't even think the team is better with him on it. Like, obviously. Like, we done forgot every good thing this kid has ever even done on this team.
Yeah, and not me.
He would never win here, man. He's done. And the thing about the signing trade, J.K. has to – his team has to agree to the signing trade, which means the team that wants him is offering him a number on that signing trade that he's going to be happy with. So free him. Devin Carter was a lottery pick. Who cares? Your culture is all of that and all of this. Free him and take Devin Carter and do something with him. Like, let the guy go. But when one of the main hosts on the station is to the point of saying – we're not even good with him here. He didn't do anything in Phoenix to help us win. He didn't do anything in the two Houston games to help us win. He didn't help close out the Lakers after the injury to help us win. Like, guys, like, we don't even know anything good that he's done anymore because we're so burnt out of it. So just free this guy, Stani. You like, this guy don't want to be here. Let him go. Just let him go. Take pennies on the dollar.
Oh, Tim, wow.
Just get you a lottery pick, Goo. Devin Carter was a lottery pick. If your culture is what it is, develop Devin Carter and let the guy go. It's not that nobody wants Kuminga. It's that the Warriors won't agree to let him go.
Yeah.
So I say free him and let's start from scratch, Goo. That's what we got to do.
Man.
That's what we got to do, fellas.
Thanks, Tim.
Right, y'all take care,
you
brother.
Too. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's I forget the rapper's Donnie, but his song is "That's What I Ain't Gonna Do," and they very well may do that. But if you and Tim are there, and he's looking at Looney and that soundbite, trying to correlate it to anything with Kuminga, I just like, man, I'm just not running my team taking pennies on the dollar just because I got to find a way to talk to my coach or the coach. We got to do something to incorporate this dude, what he does good, what he's good at.
I'm not sure everybody knows how tough this is for the Warriors and Kuminga and another team. If another team were to come out of the woodwork right now,
yeah,
and offer Kuminga 4 for $62, and he signs it, the Warriors are going to match it. The Warriors will match that. That's like $18 million a year, right? Less than that. It's about $16 million a year. At that point, you match, and you bring him back.
Because
it's a team-friendly deal.
Wow, man. And that's why I just, again, play the same record again and again. I get it, Stoney, but the bottom line is there's no way in hell Kuminga or his team, I believe, turned down $30 million, man. I just don't.
All right, it's time to give away that $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues, all right? Three clues. And after that, we're going to play a sounder. And that's when you call into our contest line and tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for those clues. In other words, some point in the next half hour, we're going to give you three clues. And then you're going to hear the sounder. And at that point, you call into the contest line. And if you get the answer right, you get a $100 gift certificate to the Valkyries merchandise store.
That's big.
So you can get how much are those really nice thick hooded sweatshirts? Are they over 100 or like 85, 90?
I want to say
I think you can get a good one for 100.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And they got some beautiful colors too.
Who's that?
The Valkyries.
Oh. Yeah, you know, it's collars, so some people probably really like them. Other people might not like them. That's dumb, Steiny. The only thing you do is sign and trade. Well, 408, you may think it's dumb, but a lot of people think that's now within the realm of possibility. Because if you can't get anything for Kuminga now, maybe you bring him back here and you trade him in February.
Unless he's averaging 21 and 10 and playing the best basketball.
Well, if he's averaging 21 and 10, I got to believe the Warriors will be 20 and 28.
We got a Willard text.
At that point.
If the Warriors are so wrong about Kuminga, why hasn't any other team made him an offer at that number he deserves? And I would just respond to Willard. I thought, from my vantage point, is nobody has the bread.
Some teams have the $14 million. I got to believe. Boy, was this played poorly
by both or him?
Kuminga's agent mostly. But you know the Warriors. I don't know if the Warriors messed this up or not.
We'll find out
because. But if they really thought that they were going to get a really good sign and trade for Kuminga, I'm not sure why they would have thought that way, because it's hard to get value for a restricted free agent. And the other thing is, and this is a good point, always worth mentioning, if you sign and trade Kuminga right away, you can only take half the money back.
And that was, man.
If you re-sign him and trade him in February, you can get all the value back.
Now, you talked about it, you and Tim, and Willard to a degree. I mean, we've had 4 years of it, Stoney. It's not the worst thing on earth. It's not open-heart surgery to have him on your basketball team. And I do wonder all these the stuff that has not happened or manifested this offseason, if you were to bring him back, in a crazy world, could somehow this be the most productive and easiest season with him? I don't know, But it don't look like he's not going to be wearing – to me, it looks like he's wearing a Warrior uniform the longer this thing goes.
So I'm looking at Bobby Marks right now on ESPN.
Yes.
And it's got Bobby Marks' Warriors to-do list. And the first thing was get clarity on the Kuminga situation. You know what? They do have clarity. He doesn't want to come back. They don't want to, like, the clarity is the clarity. He either doesn't want to come back, they're not offering him enough, he wants too much, they can't get an offer from another team. Like, that's the clarity.
No, the clarity is it's still in limbo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there is no
the clarity.
The clarity
is nobody's offering him crap.
No.
And
including his current team.
Exactly. So, I mean, I get it's semantics, but I think they've gotten total clarity on Kuminga. So nobody wants to give him what the Warriors want.
Mm.
So what the Warriors
know
back.
He's a talent, and it just makes it more maddening. Yeah, they couldn't fit him into his system for whatever reason, but they know they're not taking Pinto Beans back for Jonathan Kuminga, who could go on to maybe do some stuff in this league.
The second thing was patch up the front court. Obviously, Looney left. And then the third thing was replace the glue guys, which is Looney and probably Gary Payton II.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
good luck. And GP2 is not out of town yet, but Stoney, man, who's your best on-ball defender without Gary Payton II?
I'm looking at the Al Horford. Al Horford's still in still in the mix, but the Warriors haven't made any. I'm still looking at Bobby Marks.
So for Warrior fans out there, you think GP2's tenure with the Warriors is tied into what Kuminga does? Is that I don't get that.
I mean, how tough is it to say, Gary, we want you back on the minimum. Take it or leave it.
Man.
I mean,
I hear you, man.
You and me are very different.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Like,
yep.
Like, Looney, with all due, you know, I like Looney, but.
Well, do you?
Yes. He should have taken 2 for 16.
But he told you why he was getting a bump on a pickle for Lesser. He basically was saying Lesser was playing. What do I got to do to earn your trust?
I mean.
And you want to bring a 40-year-old in here. Good luck with that. It ain't playing back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I
he didn't say that, but that's what he's saying.
What was I going to say about Looney?
Kevon. This is Kevon Looney.
Yeah, Looney and GP2, to me.
Nothing, huh?
They're at the end of their run.
Wow.
I mean,
Oh, you said it. I can't.
I mean, I'm not convinced right now they're worse than last year, just because they lost Looney.
Well, you don't even know who your team is, so
they got 9 guys under contract.
I don't like it. Okay, I mean, Stoney Looney ain't even 30 yet.
Right,
you're going boys to men into the road. And shout out to Jesse Moore, J-Mo. Stoney was Richie Rich that said that's what I ain't gonna do. Oakland rapper.
Can I also bring up another thing that's puzzling to me? Because it seems to me like everybody loves this guy, and he was a good player when he played. Like, why would people think D'Anthony Melton will stay healthy this year?
I'm one of them.
Well, they want him back. Like,
but you're desperate for help. Let's put the table. You're trying to get something for a bargain. You're at Ross.
Right, but.
Payless Shoe Store. Nothing wrong with those entities.
Yes, there is. And what's wrong with those entities is that you have 3 fossils that are leading this team, and now you're going to go get a guy in free agency who's never been healthy.
Yeah, like, I'm totally with you.
How about getting an Iron Man? How about getting a guy who can play 80 games a year?
He's in New Orleans. His name was Kevon Looney.
Well, I mean, he was
an Iron Man.
We need production. Out of guys. And
I'll tell you, my mom used to say, son, you got a champagne budget with beer money. Like, they don't got a lot to get on what you're talking about, and that's why Melton is being entertained.
What'd they finish last year? Seventh in the West? Yeah, seven.
What's your point?
They're not even a playoff team right now.
But you just said they were better, maybe. What do you mean? With the nine guys and without Kuminga, you and Tim from Raleigh.
No, I said I don't think they're better.
No. Yeah.
Or I don't think he, you know, they're better with him. I just.
It is uncanny. We'll see what goes down. But I'm on the record. Nobody cares, Donnie. I want Kuminga back, and then kick the can down the road. And what if he was to have a great year, a first half? Then you probably don't even want to move him at that point.
El Guapo de Califas, Steiny, newsflash, Iron Men don't want to come to the Warriors.
Well, they got three of them already. Curry, Dre, and Jimmy.
Do you know what an Iron Man is?
Stop.
Apparently not. Iron Man is somebody who you can count on day in and day out.
A better movie than the new Superman. I know that. Oops.
Robert Downey.
Dude, Evan. Evan and I are fighting, Steiny. We're trying not to.
No. I'm on.
I'm mad at you, Evan. I ain't told you all day. I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me because you're also mad at your kid.
I took my kid and his friend to see Superman. It was sold out. It was the worst Superman of the 11 made I've ever seen. It was almost like a, what do you call that, Steiny? A spoof when you make it funny, a comedy. And then Evan comes next day. I liked it. That made me mad.
I thought it was pretty good. Made me chuckle.
They had Superdog in the movie.
His name's like, Crypto.
I've never knew Superman had a dog. Steiny, he had lines.
Oh, I'm going to leave it. Movie. No, it does. It sounds like a really good movie.
And Superman was a wimp. He lost every fight.
Except for the one that mattered.
I'm going to stop. My kid got mad at me, him and his friend.
Why? Because you're a grown man going to a cartoon?
It's not a cartoon.
The way oh my you God, said it's got real actors. He sounds like Norm.
Have you seen a movie since 1964?
Yes, I have.
A cartoon hurts. Oh, man. Anyway, it was terrible, but Evan liked it.
Evan, how old are you?
30.
Yeah. What are you getting at, dude?
Superman. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Grown man.
It was the Dwight Howard version of Superman, not the Shaquille O'Neal.
Still in the Hall of Fame.
You guys are grown men.
Cartoon, Evan. Now I'm mad at Steiny.
Grown men.
We're goody.
You got to get outside
more. The movie theater was packed with grown-ups. Well, weren't hardly any kids there. Yeah. Grown-ups take this serious.
I think the Daffy Duck movie's coming in next week. You guys going to hit it?
Oh, what was the Looney Tunes Back in Action? You seen that one? That's live.
Oh, got to give him a 3. Oh, boy.
There's only one cartoon movie I would go to see, and that's a Foghorn Leghorn remake. Now that.
And that's why it would never be done.
You saw Porky Pig this weekend.
That's all, folks.
I don't follow.
I think he hits third for the Giants.
I thought the guys this morning went in.
Was that Devers?
Yes. Shasky and Spadoni say, then we all got a little spare tire. I don't think that's his problem, though.
No, why don't you apply for that Giants trainer job since you want to shut him down?
Oh, Evan, I love you to death. Steiny, you know. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Don't forget, on the other side, your chance to win a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise store. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.